I'm Bronson Tigard here at the 91st National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm here at the Expo Center with Jadira Hoptry, Vice President of Community and Economic Development for Fifth Third Bank. We're here in the financial literacy trailer.
What kind of differences can financial literacy make for these students earlier in life as opposed to, you know, educating themselves later on when they're adults?
Early in life, the earlier the better. I always think in everything, you know, a healthy life, the earlier the better. In a financial healthy life, the better. What can prepare? It can prepare them, get them aware of all those, what they call those sharks out there when they're going to go to college. You know, the many ins and outs that can get them into debt very early, and it will not let them get out of that hole. So it can prepare them not to fall into those traps. It can prepare them to understand, and part of this course also helps in understand what is a good education. You know, what is a financially savvy education in sense, what industries I will be able to find a job sooner, what industry are have a lot more demand right now. So those are good. And while they're in school, many of them are by themselves for first time. You know, they're not in the hands of mom and dad or family members. So getting that budget together, understanding how to save through the months, it's amazing how it can help you for the rest of your life.
So why is FFA important to your company for, like, to teach them how to be more financially responsible?
That's a great question. You know, FFA, I am very new to learn about FFA, and I have to tell you, every day I'm more impressed. The same concept that we believe the financial empowerment is important for the future of students from elementary on, I feel like those are the same concepts that FFA teaches. You know, very basic core values, educational values that you can learn from the beginning. So, individually and my personal, I think that's great for about FFA. As the bank, you know, agricultural business is a big industry in this state, in Indiana. I covered it in the state of Indiana, and it still is a very important industry. It's an industry that we have to pay attention and grow with it. And I can see that FFA is growing with it. It's very exciting to talk to some of the students. I have the opportunity to talk to them, and they're not talking about the farming that I know from my grandparents. They're talking about the farming of the future. I always learn something new, so I like it. So as the bank, we understand that we have to grow with the market. We have to respect the industries that are running our country and are getting us to the future. So I think it's very, very important for them, for us to partner with you in that essence.
One more question. So what are some tips you would give an FFA student trying to manage their finances for a project?
I first will like to tell them to get their assets and their liabilities in their projects. You know, what are their assets? And when we talked about assets, is what are those things that will help them increase their revenue? Either dirt, I'm sorry if I'm not saying, but the crop, or either, you know, the seeds, anything that is going to help them. Then their liabilities, the known and the unknown liabilities. Those two factors are part of this budget. The liabilities are how much they're going to be paying for it, what is the process from when they buy it to when they are going to be able to sell it. So those are portion of that part of the P&L or the liability. And then the marketing aspects, you know, the feasibility of the market. The feasibility of the market is going to help them with that cash flow terms on how they're going to turn that asset into a revenue and vice versa, or liability will be expense or not. So those are very basic, but the feasibility of the market is very important to know, and understanding what is an asset and what is a liability is a basic starting point.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigard.